friends, and a very good Tuesday morning. It is March 19th. Thanks for stopping by for this edition of the Pinpoint Podcast. We have Max Crawford. I am Shel Winkley, and it's not a bad day. It's actually a very enjoyable day. If you don't mind it on the cool side, we got to talk about that. We've got to talk about spring, and we've got to talk about more potential for one of the things that spring should do best, which is rain and storms. Okay, so the same weather system, the one that caused so much frustration for some over the weekend because as it spit just disturbance after disturbance across the state of Texas, some of us got a little bit of rain or maybe even no rain when you were hoping for a weekend washout maybe. And then others did get washed out. Anywhere from 2 to 5 inches of rain fell across the northern side of the Brazos Valley, Milam, Robertson, especially in Leon counties. So whichever way you were, either way, the weather system that was responsible for it is still stuck out west. See, what's happening is while it is near the desert southwest, to the north of it, in the Pacific Northwest, is an area of high pressure. High pressure brings clockwise circulation. Low pressure systems, counterclockwise circulation. So right now, as they sit over the western U.S., they're basically just spinning against each other, stuck in place. This blocking pattern, as we call it, is called a Rex block. Well, that Rex block breaks today. High pressure will finally be unwedged and start sliding down the West Coast, which can slingshot this low pressure system our way. And by the time it gets to us is Thursday, which means a rain and thunderstorm chance is back in your forecast yet again. And for some of us, hopefully we manage to pull it off a little bit better than the weekend.
Yeah, count my neighborhood in the needing rain department. And I think the neighborhood watch is going to be looking for me if this doesn't pan out this time. All right, high-res model data is starting to reach into Thursday, and right now it's looking pretty good for those of us who do want rain. And it looks like multiple rounds of scattered showers and thunderstorms can be expected as early as the wee hours of the morning on Thursday and as late as Thursday evening. Now, we don't expect it to be raining all the way through the day, but essentially we will have a couple of different opportunities to collect some rain. And even the early morning storms could pack a little bit of a punch, some strong winds, some small hail as well. But it's the late afternoon, early evening where I think the wind concern is a little bit higher for us. Storm Prediction Center has a large portion of the state of Texas in, once again, that marginal risk for severe weather. And it is looking for just that. Some strong winds, some hail, and the outside potential that we find a tornado or two. Right now, I don't think that low-level winds are concerning enough to really make that a huge risk, but it's certainly something that is a possibility. And we will, of course, continue to keep you updated. But the way that things are looking for Thursday, I think it's a good idea to have the rain gear. We're likely going to bring that percent chance up and coverage up as well. Again, we don't expect it to be raining throughout the entire day, but Thursday's prospects for measurable rain are looking pretty good.
Statistics with Shel.
It is the first official day of spring. Most of today, as you go through the day, will still be winter, technically. 10.06 p.m. is when spring officially begins, as Max told you yesterday with the vernal equinox. And yeah, the daylight hours are not exactly right at 12 and 12 versus nighttime. We're getting about 12 hours, 5 minutes, 54 seconds of daylight today. If you want to actually get closer to a full 12 hours on the dots, you had to go back to just a couple of days ago, March 16th. We had 12 hours, 1 minute, and a few seconds of daylight here in the Brazos Valley.
Sweet stats, Shel. Real neat. Alrighty, gang, that is going to do it for our second Monday version of the Pinpoint Podcast. As always, we sure do appreciate you listening and making us a little part of your day. Enjoy what is to be a beautiful Tuesday. Make sure you bundle up a little bit this morning and then just get out there and enjoy. For Shel Winkley, I'm Max Crawford. We'll see you on the next one.